After Adam had realized that this was his father, he was still puzzled. Suddenly he looked down. No wooden leg. Cyrus saw the look.
"Mechanical," he said. "Works on a hinge, got a spring. I'll show it to you when I take it off. Come along with me."
Adam said, "I'm under orders, sir. I'm to report to Colonel Wells."
"I know you are. I told Wells to issue the orders. Come along,"
Adam said uneasily. "If you don't mind, sir, I think I'd better report to Colonel Wells."
"What's the difference between a soldier and a loafer?" demanded Bunny Hepburn.
"A soldier ain't a loafer, and it takes nerve to be a soldier. It's a job for the bravest kind of man," retorted Judd Jeffers indignantly.
"Answer my conundrum."
"It ain't a decent conundrum."
"Go on, Bunny,"
broke in another boy in the group, laughing.
"What is the difference between a soldier and a loafer?"
"A soldier gets paid and fed, and the other loafer doesn't," retorted Bunny with a broadening grin.
A moment later, when he realized that his joke had failed to raise a laugh, Bunny looked disappointed.
"Congratulations," shouted Wilbur. "How many goslings are there? I can only see one."
"There are 7, said the goose.
At this point, Templeton showed his nose from his hiding place under Wilbur's trough.
"Look," he began in his sharp voice, "you say you have 7 goslings. There are 8 eggs. What happened to the other egg? Why didn't it hatch?"
"It's a dud, I guess," said the goose.
"What are you going to do with it?"
"You can have it."
"Why, certainly," said the gander. "You may have the egg, but I'll tell you one thing, Templeton. If I ever catch you poking your ugly nose around our goslings, I'll give you the worst pounding a rat ever took."